Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Bonjour, bonjour. Yes, we are in very intense times, and still I say good day. So let's go right into prayer here. And I place my hand on my heart wholeheartedly, speaking this word, so grateful that our word is powerful and mighty. So grateful that this is a word of love and uniting. So grateful to be able to consciously connect and commune together, to transcend time and space together, to unite with the Holy Spirit, the higher Holy Spirit together. So grateful to remember ourselves as perfect love. This day and every day, we welcome the opportunity to know the truth about ourselves, about our brothers and sisters, about life, about God. We are grateful to dispel any sense of madness, darkness, lack, or limitation of any kind. We are choosing freedom. We are choosing to rise above the battlefield. And we are grateful and thankful to join together for this holy purpose. In gratitude, we share the benefits with everyone, and we let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. Oh, I'm so glad and grateful for this connection. Thank you for joining with me in this moment now. My topic today is A Course in Miracles and Racism, and we'll see what Spirit reveals through us, because I always feel that the ones who listen will pull it through me, whether they're listening 5 years in the future or whenever, because time and space are not real. It's all part of the same experience. It's kind of cool. So I was looking at section 4 in chapter 8, paragraph 4. Section 4 is entitled The Gift of Freedom. And in paragraph 4, Jesus says, "Do you not think the world needs peace as much as you do? Do you not want to give it to the world as much as you want to receive it? For unless you do, you will not receive it." So if we don't give peace to the world, we won't receive it. Right? This is the teaching, which is also articulated as to have, give all to all. So to have peace, give peace. If you want to have it of me, you must give it. Healing does not come from anyone else. You must accept guidance from within. The guidance must be what you want, or it will be meaningless to you. So think of when we have ahas, right? I used to have so many ahas, and then they just slip right out of my mind. Because for a moment, it was a bright, shiny thought, awareness. Oh, truth. Oh, I'm lifted up. But then there was something I valued more than the truth, and so it would slip away. Fortunately, I realized that was going on, learned to value the truth, still learning to value the truth more than my story that I've made up. So the guidance must be what you want, or it will be meaningless to you. That is why healing is a collaborative venture. And I love to collaborate, because this is one of the things I've witnessed in my life is when I join together with others for a healing and holy purpose, it is so much more healing than just doing the work on my own. When we're doing the work on our own, we can miss so many things that if we're working together with others who are non-judgmental, who are willing to be authentic and transparent, we can see so much more. We can recognize so much more within us. We see ourselves in our brothers and sisters, and they help us so much. Like, I see myself in our President Donald Trump. I see myself in him so much, and it helps me. It really helps me. Helps me to have great love and compassion for him and for myself. Yeah. Yep. And we can say this about a lot of people if we're willing to look at them with eyes of love. But if, you know, we're not entirely willing to look at ourselves with the eyes of love, we don't want to look entirely at our brothers and sisters with eyes of love. So he says here, that is why healing is a collaborative venture. I can tell you what to do. You must collaborate by believing that I know what you should do. Only then will your mind choose to follow me. Right? So first we have to have our belief before we're going to take action. Without this choice, you could not be healed because you would have decided against healing. And this rejection of my decision for you makes healing impossible. So this is something we experience quite a lot. So let's just go over it here. So the guidance must be what you want or it will be meaningless to you. So remember, whenever we're upset, there's an opportunity for us to have a healing. We can choose the healing or not. So if the healing is what we want, then our mind opens to receive the teachings of Christ. But if we choose to fan the flame of our anger, justify our anger, we're rejecting the teachings of Christ. And it's nothing to be ashamed of or feel bad about, because that only intensifies it. Many people are actually seeking reasons to feel badly about themselves. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. I see it all the time. I used to participate in it all the time. So the willingness to recognize our feelings, feel our feelings, I talk about this all the time because it's such a critical, important part of our healing. It's what I call the divine alarm clock when we don't feel well. So he says here, the guidance must be what you want or it will be meaningless to you. So think about any time you've ever been upset and you started gathering evidence to justify your upset, then you're not going to hear the guidance. I'm not going to hear the guidance when I'm doing that. So he says, this is why healing is a collaborative venture. Because if we, in our attachment to our perspective, to our projection, to our beliefs, we get triggered, we get upset, and we start gathering evidence to justify our position and how we feel and what we believe and that we are right and others are wrong. If we go into that, which I am so familiar with, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so full, my schedule is so full with teaching classes, and I would like to write books about this. But I so much more, I mean, I love writing. I love it. But I do so much more enjoy teaching. And one way you can help, if you would like me to have more time for that writing, is to make contributions and donations to the Power of Love Ministry. And that would support hiring more staff. So I'm investing less of my time and energy in administration, because we can hire more people to help with the administration. And we do accept volunteers as well. If you're interested in volunteering, you can email admin@jenniferhadley.com. And if you do enjoy this podcast, if it's meaningful to you, one thing you can do is you can sign up for our A Course in Miracles text messages. And it's an easy way to sign up for a monthly recurring donation, acimtexts.com. Sign up, you know, make a monthly recurring donation. You can choose the amount, and that will support this ministry. And because that's really where the majority of money goes to. It just goes to administration. All kinds of administration, transcripts, people to help with all the different things like the Sundays with Spirit, those services, they take staff. We pay the staff. You know, there are all these different expenses so we can do more free things. That's how it works. So going back here. He says, I can tell you what to do, but you must collaborate by believing that I know what you should do. So we need to collaborate with Jesus by believing we know Jesus knows the answer and is guiding us, right? Many people say, I just don't know if the guidance, is it ego or is it intuition? I don't know. Here's how you know. If it's coming at you like this, you better do that. If you don't do that, you're going to be a jerk. You should do that. You really should do that. If there's that kind of attitude in the messages you're getting, that's ego. Ego's always judgmental, telling us what we should do. That's the ego voice, right? All of our ego voices in our heads are like that. They're judgmental, attacking, and that's not Spirit's voice. Spirit's voice is the still small voice that says things like, go to the store now. Call Linda now. See how Lori's doing now. Mm-hmm. Give your mother a call now. Send a message of thanks now. Simple, quiet. That's the collaboration here. When we get these messages, we are collaborating with Spirit when we respond to them, when we follow them. He says, only then will your mind choose to follow me, when we are willing to collaborate, when we want the guidance, when we truly desire to make the highest, most loving choices we can find. Without this choice, you could not be healed, because you would have decided against healing, and this rejection of my decision for you makes healing impossible. So what does this have to do with racism? That's the question I'm asking. And I don't know the answer yet, but I'm interested. Here, Jesus then says in paragraph 5, healing reflects our joint will. So healing reflects our joint will. He's meaning our collective will, all humanity, and our will joined with his. My will joined with his. This is obvious when you consider what healing is for. Healing is the way in which the separation is overcome. Separation is overcome by union. It cannot be overcome by separating. The decision to unite must be unequivocal, or the mind itself is divided and not whole. Your mind is the means by which you determine your own condition, because mind is the mechanism of decision. It is the power by which you separate or join and experience pain or joy accordingly. My decision cannot overcome yours, because yours is as powerful as mine. So our decision is just as powerful as Jesus' decision. If it were not so, the sons of God would be unequal. All things are possible through our joint decision, but mine alone cannot help you. This is why so many people don't experience the answered prayer, because their decision, their prayer, is for something that is not going to help them end the sense of separation, but to keep it going. And the answered prayer, which would be to experience insights, aha, awakening, that brings a revelation of truth, we reject it if we're not willing to make a change, right? We just won't hear it. This is why it's so important what he's saying. The guidance must be what you want, or it will be meaningless to you. So it doesn't mean we don't hear it. Doesn't mean we don't perceive it. Doesn't mean we're not aware of it. But if we don't really want, we say we want the peace of God, but we're not willing to choose it. It's like one of the things right now in the world, because people will listen to this years later. Right now in the world, what's happening is the murder of Mr. Floyd, the protests all over the world, about police brutality and racism. Particularly police brutality towards people of color. And so the guidance must be what we want, or it will be meaningless. If we start to feel defensive, we are looking for an excuse to attack. I've shared about this quite a lot lately, and so I'm not going to go into that deeply right now, but that is so important. In our defenselessness, our safety lies. When we start defending ourselves, not only are we making the attack real, more importantly, I think for me, I am exhibiting my excuse for attack. I'm looking for an excuse for attack, which means I'm not interested in ending separation, right? Healing reflects our joint will. This is obvious when you consider what healing is for. Healing is the way in which the separation is overcome. Separation is overcome by union. It's our joining together. This is the theme of A Course in Miracles. Joining together, working with our brothers and sisters, recognizing that what they trigger in us is helpful to us to choose healing. They're triggering things we're not actively dealing with, but we could. The trigger becomes the opportunity, the recognized opportunity to have a healing. A miracle is a healing at the level of the mind. Healing is the way in which the separation is overcome. Separation is overcome by union. So when we can see our brothers and sisters as not separate from us, then we are having miraculous healing. All things are possible through our joint decision, but mine alone cannot help you. Your will is as free as mine, and God himself would not go against it. I cannot will what God does not will. I can offer my strength to make yours invincible, but I cannot oppose your decision without competing with it and thereby violating God's will for you. So this is why, if we can have the courage and the strength and the willingness and the heart to say every day, "Thy will be done. God's will be done in my life. Jesus, show me every place where I'm unwilling. Let me be completely willing to choose love, to choose light, to extend love, to extend light. Show me where I'm withholding. Help me to have the willingness to let the past go." Yes. Then in paragraph 6, nothing God created can oppose your decision as nothing God created can oppose his will. God gave your will its power, which I can only acknowledge in honor of his. If you want to be like me, I will help you, knowing that we are alike. If you want to be different, I will wait until you change your mind. No judgment. If you want to be like me, I will help you, knowing that we are alike. Doesn't it make you wish to weep? If you'd like to be like me, I'll help you. Jesus the Christ is saying that to each and every one of us. If you would like to be like me, I will help you. I will help you. Jesus is a living, breathing being. Maybe not breathing, but breathing in the sense of God's breath in all of us. Jesus tells us in the Course that we are never alone. He is always with us. He can never not be with us. And we can pretend he's not with us and that we're on our alone. We're on our own, but that will never be the case. It would just be make-believe, like separation itself. So let us take him at his word and let us prove that it's true. I can help you. If you want to be like me, I will help you, knowing that we are alike. If you want to be different, I will wait until you change your mind. I can teach you, but only you can choose to listen to my teaching. How else can it be? If God's kingdom is freedom, right? God's kingdom is freedom. Freedom cannot be learned by tyranny of any kind, and the perfect equality of all God's sons cannot be recognized through the dominion of one mind over another. God's sons are equal in will, all being the will of their Father. This is the only lesson I came to teach. So think about when Jesus walked the earth, right? Obviously, he was a Jew, very much considered a rabbi, a teacher, a holy person. He had traveled all over studying the world's great religions and studying with the great mystics of the time. Then he went back home to Jerusalem to be with his brothers and sisters, to gather up the apostles and to preach and teach. Right, he went on tour, preaching and teaching. And he went out of the temple to preach and teach because he wanted to shake off all the ego of the Pharisees and the religious leaders there. So he was a new kind of teacher with a new voice, a voice of liberation, a voice of equality. If we would like to wake up, Jesus will help us. If we would like to stay asleep, he will wait patiently by our side, never judging us for one second. And that is what makes him such a powerful teacher for thousands of years, for billions of people. All right. Well, more to come. I'm going into a break here, and I'm so glad that we're connected. I'm so glad for your willingness to look at this topic, A Course in Miracles and Racism. Now that we've established that we are equals with Jesus, we can take it from there. I'm Jennifer Hadley. You're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio. We're living the love. We're walking the talk. And I will be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, living the love, walking the talk.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining with me. I am so grateful. Yes, this topic of A Course in Miracles and racism is intense. It's intense. And so I can see why I was led and guided to share this part in Chapter 8, Section 4 about freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. The gift of freedom is unity, unity consciousness. That we are all equal. And for me, the more important word, which Jesus is not teaching here, is oneness. But he is, of course, he's telling us we're the same as him. And if we would like to experience our life as the Christ, he will teach us. If you want to be like me, I will help you knowing that we are alike. If you want to be different, I will wait until you change your mind. I can teach you, but only you can choose to listen to my teaching. How else can it be if God's kingdom is freedom? Freedom cannot be learned by tyranny of any kind. And the perfect equality of all God's sons cannot be recognized through the dominion of one mind over another. So he cannot take dominion over our mind. We have to choose to collaborate with him. And I am so grateful that this is the way. This is how we know this teaching is one of complete wholeness and perfect love, because there's no part of this where our teacher is telling us to abdicate, right? No, he's saying we are equals. And if you would like to learn to remember that this is so, I will help you. I can teach you, but you have to be interested in learning this. And so that's our willingness to learn it. Now, Jesus is not a racist. God is not a racist. But the ego is pure racist, because it is 100% a thought system of separation, and racism, sexism, ageism, classism, all these tools of separation are the weapons of the ego. Remember how after September 11th and the terrorist attacks in the United States, did immediately after that, people would say things like, if we do this or do that, the terrorists have won, right? Because they have controlled and manipulated our responses and our behaviors. The terrorists have won. So in talking about racism, ageism, sexism, classism, to me, it's important to lump them all together. They are different, of course. There are different beliefs specifically, but generally, they're not different. And if we can, why not wake up to all the isms rather than just one? In our willingness is the answered prayer. Our answered prayer is our willingness. I'm so grateful when I can realize that there's something for me to learn, some place for me to grow. And I don't want to make this broadcast about me. I know people love me telling stories about my life and myself, and there will be plenty of time for that, right? I've been doing this podcast since September 2011. It's a long time. We're 450 episodes in here, so plenty of time for storytelling. But to me, what is most important now is that we can, as I said in my daily shot of spiritual espresso on Sunday, June 7th, I said that Dave Chappelle asked a friend of his from South Africa, how did you undo apartheid in South Africa? How did that happen? How did it happen? Just like, how did it occur? And his friend said there was critical mass of people who wanted change. We can have that now. And what I know is that there are many of our white brothers and sisters who are not sure what to do, where to go. And a lot of people feel that way, people of color too. You know, how do we deal with this now? What do we do now? And my experience has led me to conclude that joining with others, just what Jesus is saying in this section on freedom, joining with others is the way to go. That my brothers and sisters are my salvation. That when we join together, we are the two or more gathered in the name and the nature of love. If that's the reason we're gathering, if we're gathering to open our hearts, open our minds, to choose freedom, to lay the weapons down, to discover the places in our awareness where we didn't realize we had latched on to some dark thought or belief, and it was operating like a virus in the system, draining our energy, draining our happiness, causing depression, illness, despair, poverty consciousness, relationship ills, etc. Joining together with others who are willing to be transparent, who are willing to listen with compassion, with love. When we do that, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. There is no opposition. Because all sense of opposition is an illusion. And when we join together, united, the illusion is dispelled. The illusion of separation is dispelled. The illusion of darkness. The light is revealed, and so the darkness disappears. It doesn't dissipate. It disappears. When we join together, when we bring our light together for a healing purpose, Christ is ignited within all of us. And this is why I'm so focused on bringing people together so that we can have these conversations, we can have these dialogues. The conversations we've been having in Masterful Living, so powerful, so powerful. I'm getting ready to do my Finding Freedom boot camp because now is the time. I've actually been putting it off because I've been so busy with other things, but it's coming right up at the beginning of July. And the last two weekends in June, I pushed it back. The last two weekends in June, I'm doing my Stop Playing Small retreat. And if you sign up for the Stop Playing Small retreat, you can have $500 off Finding Freedom. Because it's like a 1-2 transformation. Put them together, and it is a powerful combo. Let's give it all our best right now. If you need a super extended payment plan or something like that, we've got it. We'll figure it out. We'll make one just for you. whatever it takes, whatever it takes. So if you're interested, come do the two events, get the $500 off. Whatever it takes, we are doing this. I'm going to record all new classes for Finding Freedom right now, live. I'm so ignited to do it, so excited for what is unfolding. So be in it to win it and join together. There's so much joining in our programs, and that is why it is so deeply and profoundly healing. I'm getting so many messages from people every day of profound gratitude for what this community is offering and the healing that is happening. Now, in A Course in Miracles community, it is a mostly white community, which has always puzzled me and disturbed me because the majority of people of color are not I don't know the statistics, so I better not say that. But it seems to me that the majority of people of color in the United States, which is where A Course in Miracles started, that they are Christian followers of Jesus. Now, I know for me, A Course in Miracles, the language that anthropomorphizes God, calling God the Father, calling God the He, the Holy Spirit is a He, all of that, that initially I looked at that, I was like, what's this? What's this about? What's the purpose of this? Why do we need this? God is not a He. God is Father, Mother, God, Infinite Spirit. God is the Goddess. God is the Creator. There's so many names for God. Jehovah, Allah. Right? So what is this when I saw it in A Course in Miracles? But my intuition was, don't let it stop you. Just go on. Just look past it. So I said, I have the skill to do that. I can do that. So, and I tend to, when I'm reading A Course in Miracles out loud, I tend to change the Fathers and the He's to God, to Holy Spirit, because it's off-putting. And I know that many people are offended by the God word because of all the associations that have been made with God over the years. And I had to get over that. That took me some time. There's so many things in my belief system that I've gotten over. And what I was sharing in Masterful Living this week is that, and maybe Sundays with Spirit, which was awesome, by the way, awesome. People are loving the Sundays with Spirit. Corinne Zupko really brought a message of healing at this time. She addressed the topic of racism directly. It was beautiful. We had a powerful healing meditation. The music was perfect and exceptional. And you can get it all on replay. If you sign up for Sundays with Spirit, then you get access to all the replays with Jimmy Twyman and Lisa Natoli and Dove Fishman and John Mundy and the whole shebang. Really good stuff. You can also find the replays at, because I know not everybody has email and stuff like that, but they're also on Facebook. If you go to my Facebook page, A Course in Miracles Podcast, which, by the way, if you're a listener, please like the Course in Miracles Podcast page at Facebook and share comments on the posts there. You can always let me know if there's a topic. You can post it there. It'll make its way to me. I'm not really, I'm not a Facebook message person. It's not a good place to reach me. Better to reach me through admin@jenniferhadley.com. And yes, we are reaching the critical mass here. On racism, this is what's required. Thought combined with belief can literally move a mountain, right? So that's what we're doing here. We're combining our thought of our willingness with our heart-opening willingness, and we are stepping aside, putting the teacher in charge, and let's get her done. We can do this. We have to be all in for it. And let me just say to my brothers and sisters who might think they're not racist. It's so funny what I hear in my head sometimes. I'm hearing that line that Joan Crawford said to Betty Davis in Sweet Baby Jane when Betty Davis' character is so frustrated. She's in a wheelchair. She says, "Ah, I wish I wasn't in this wheelchair." And her sister, who's torturing her, Joan Crawford says, "But you are, Blanche. You are in a wheelchair." I am willing to admit I am unintentionally racist. I am unintentionally racist. And I see these racist reactions and thoughts in my mind from time to time. They get triggered. I recognize them. This is my opportunity for healing. We cannot easily heal that which we won't acknowledge. So it's a thing. I'm schooling myself. And I'm going to do what I always do when I feel inspired. I'm going to do classes. I'm going to do opportunities for us to join together and to talk about these issues. Talk about racism in spiritual community, in A Course in Miracles community. Because there's definitely something going on. You go to any A Course in Miracles event and you will see that it is 99% white, older white people, white hair, white skin. It's just very, very much that way. And what I do know, of course, is that many people don't really get ignited in spirituality until their children have gotten off to college and they have more time to think about these things. And that's usually when people are in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And it's been getting later and later because people have been having children later and later. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. That's just it. Now, some people, when their children are born, they get ignited into their spirituality. And so they start studying A Course in Miracles and things like that when their children are little, right? I have many people in our classes with little children. And it's amazing. They are so in for it because they'd like to be the very best parents that they can be. And it's so beautiful. We have a parenting support group for people in Masterful Living that is one of our most popular support groups. is parenting is the most challenging thing, I think. That and illness, these are the most challenging things to our ego mind, and so they are also the most liberating for us as well. If you want to put the pedal to the metal, start having children. Get married, right? Waking up through illness, these are common things. So racism, if we say, I'm not a racist, it's, I mean, as a white person or a person in a white body, I could never say I don't have racist tendencies and that I don't see these things coming up in my mind, because I do. I do. And I think for me, I would like to undo these patterns of separation in my own awareness. So I am willing to recognize them. They do not serve me. And by looking at them deeply, I can be helpful to others. So if, to me, if the A Course in Miracles community would like to really take things up about 150,000 notches, let's look at the issue of racism together. Let's join together and do that. So stay tuned for how I'm going to be offering that up. One of the things I do is I put things in my daily shot of spiritual espresso. It's a mixed bag. Sometimes I'm talking about my personal experiences. Sometimes I'm just talking truth and teaching. Sometimes I'm talking about current events and all kinds of things. It's a mixed bag, and I'm going to be talking about, I've been talking about racism in my blog as it feels inspiring to me since I started writing my blog, my very first, truly. I'm going to keep doing that, and I'm doing more and more of it. And I've been really inspired by what I've been posting in my daily shot of spiritual espresso. So if you'd like my support, you're interested in this issue, stay tuned there. I have a YouTube channel. You may or may not know. You can follow my YouTube channel. It's Jennifer H. Hadley. I think that's also my handle at Twitter. So these are ways you can follow me if you're interested in seeing what I have to share about these things. And one of the reasons why I bring these things up is because at my YouTube channel, I have playlists. And I just started today a playlist with videos that I'm watching that I find either interesting, helpful, funny. I'm going to start putting them there. And you, if you are interested, you can go look at that playlist. I have a playlist of songs that inspire me. And so I'm going to just, that's one of the ways I'm going to communicate. So you can follow that stuff there. And we do have a Living A Course in Miracles Facebook group, and I will be putting things in there. I haven't been lately, but I'm going to. So this is some of what I'm doing, but look towards classes that are coming. And I invite you to please sponsor and contribute to the organizations that are doing the work that you like to see get done to make this shift in our global consciousness and the revelation of Christ. All racism, sexism, all of these isms are separation thinking. And it is not helpful to say, I'm not a racist. I'm not a racist because I have people of color who are friends. That's offensive to people of color and to people who are, I'm not offended because I don't wish to judge anything. I'm going to learn from everything. But the old me might have been offended if a white person told me they weren't a racist, because it's so ingrained. We can't even imagine. If we participate in racist cultural things that we're not even aware of, I think we could say, well, I'm supporting racism unintentionally. Does that make me a racist? Well, I kind of think we can own that. Yeah, it does. So I'm just saying, okay, I'm an unintentional racist, and I'm interested in being an intentional person who is a Course in Miracles student who values the unity of all life. And I'm willing to look tirelessly at my own awareness and consciousness. And I'm willing to be transparent and share about it. Is it the most fun thing I've ever done? No, it's not. None of this is really super fun. But you know what? It is so exciting and fun to join together and do this work. It's liberating. People were so happy at the end of Master of Living class yesterday. We went way over our time because people didn't want to end. That's a beautiful thing. Love is our healer. We must love ourselves enough to know that we can bring this tipping point and we can reach critical mass, but it is going to take the work, the effort, and the willingness of each one. And I know there are Course in Miracles people who are going to say that we shouldn't be working in the world in any way, shape, or form. To that, I share what Corinne Zepko shared on Sunday in our Sundays with Spirit. She shared from the complete and annotated edition, the Purple Book, Miracle Principle number 626, page 19, where Jesus says, "You now share my inability to tolerate lack of love in yourself and everyone else and must join in the great crusade to correct it. The slogan for this crusade is listen, learn, and do. Listen to my voice, learn to undo the error, and do something to correct it. The first two are not enough. The real members of my party are active workers. The power to work miracles belongs to you. I will arrange the right opportunities for you to do them, but you must be ready and willing to do them since you are already able to. Doing them will bring conviction in the ability. So let us take action. Let us not be afraid to take action. Prayer is an action. We're taking that action right now. Grateful and thankful to give the Holy Spirit the heavy lifting. We are led and guided by our teacher. In gratitude, we let it be. Amen, amen, amen. Mwah! I love you.